But since it's draft day, I was thinking a couple of days ago, what are the best and worst draft picks in Metroplex sports history? Let's talk about our big four teams, the Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, and Stars. And, of course, over all of those years, there are going to be a lot of really good picks and a lot of really bad picks.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a tough list to compile. But I went into my sports lab, and I emerged with a top five, bottom five Metroplex draft picks of all time that I present to you right now at this special time of 8:15.
Yes.
Now, normally you get these lists at 7:35, but I think we've got a lot of talking points here, so I think we're going to need more time like the 8:15 segment usually provides.
I like it.
So I'm going to give you my bottom five first. In other words, these are the five worst picks by our local pro sports teams ever. And keep in mind that with both of these, I tried to stay away from the obvious. So, for example, a lot of teams later in the drafts picked really ridiculous players, right? But mm-hmm. you kind of expect that if it's a fifth round or ninth round or whatever.
Sure.
By the same token, I didn't really give the Cowboys, say, credit for taking Troy number one overall or the Stars, Madonna number one overall, because they were seen as surefire guys. Obviously, they were great draft picks. But I put more value on teams that found diamonds in the rough.
Okay.
So if that's kind of the backdrop for how I looked at the top five, bottom five.
Okay.
Okay, these are the five worst draft picks in Metroplex history. Number five, we have a tie, and they're both Cowboys picks. Mo Claiborne and Bobby Carpenter. In 2012, the Cowboys traded up to get Mo Claiborne at number six. Mm. If you are so bold to trade up into the top 10 to get number six, you better be pretty sure he's the next Deion Sanders, and that's what the Cowboys thought. They traded up to get Mo Claiborne. He played four seasons here, started about half the games, picked off four passes, and that's all he did.
At the time, I remember thinking, LSU corner, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of bought into it. The other one I wondered about, and with all the good picks that Parcells made, this one, don't you think he got a little nostalgic with that one?
Yeah, Parcells took Bobby Carpenter 18th overall in the first round in 2006, mainly because his dad, Rob Carpenter, played for Parcells with the Giants.
Yeah, he loved telling old Giants stories.
Bobby played here for 4 years, started one game. When you take someone in the first round, you hope to get more than one start out of them.
And took one very costly playoff trip
to Cabo in the hot tub with Tony and Jason and Jessica.
Yeah, however that worked out.
All right, so that's the tie for fifth. My bottom five worst draft picks in DFW sports history. Number four, Bill Garnett, taken in 1982 by the Mavericks. With the fourth overall pick. Now, I'll cut the Mavericks a little slack in that that was clearly a three-player draft that year. James Worthy, Terry Cummings, Dominique Wilkins all went ahead of Bill Garnett. But still, some good players went after Garnett, like Fat Lever.
Yeah.
Garnett was taken fourth overall out of Wyoming, a 6'9 white power forward, and that the reason I'm convinced, the reason the Mavericks took him is because at that time in the NBA, the white power forward was in vogue because the Sixers had Mark Iveroni and the Lakers had Kurt Rambis, and the Mavericks thought we have to have a white power forward to just do a bunch of dirty work.
Yeah.
So they took Bill Garnett. He played two seasons here and averaged 5 points and five rebounds a game. Fourth overall.
Oh, man.
Number three in my bottom five picks in DFW Metroplex history. Matt Perk, 2009 Texas Rangers. They took the pitcher 14th overall. He chose to go to TCU instead. He later ended up in the major leagues for 12 games with the White Sox.
Oh.
He never amounted to anything. That year, 11 picks after the Rangers took Matt Perk, 14th overall, who never threw one pitch for him, the Angels took Mike Trout.
Oh.
The greatest baseball player perhaps ever to play the game. Now, other teams missed on him, too.
Yeah.
But the Rangers really missed because they took a guy that never did anything, and then Mike Trout went.
That hurts.
Number two on my list of the all-time worst draft picks in Metroplex history, Shane Larkin, 2013 Dallas Mavericks. Going right after Shane Larkin, Giannis.
Oh, man.
Larkin played one season for the Mavericks. He never started a game. He averaged 2 points and one assist. He was taken 13th overall.
And wasn't that, and that was the height of it, wasn't it, of the Mavericks thinking, well, it's just the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're picking down in the teens, nothing good's going to happen. Golly, teams have proven them wrong with that the last decade.
And you know, the Mavericks have had these unbelievable hits, Dirk and Luka, right? Yeah. Generational hits.
Yeah.
But they've probably had more misses than anybody in the Metroplex or in the NBA in like the last 30 to 40 years. They've had some really good, you know, the Aguirre-Blackman draft is generational. And Kidd was a good draft pick. But they've just kind of given up on the draft for 20 years. And I know they've kind of gotten back into it the last couple. And the Luka Brunson draft was phenomenal. But for the most part, they just kind of waved the white flag for 20 years when it came to the draft. It was really very weird strategy because it's not like they were landing anything in free agency either.
No. Shane Larkin.
And my number one all-time worst draft pick in Dallas-Fort Worth history. 1982, when the Cowboys took Rod Hill.
Kind of outsmarted themselves.
After private workouts, the Cowboys thought that their vaunted computer had found another diamond in the rough. They took the defensive back out of Kentucky State.
Yeah, not even Kentucky.
Right. Which isn't a good football school.
No, that's bad enough.
25th pick overall in the first round, and they thought they were going to set the NFL on fire with this unknown player. He struggled at every position in the secondary they tried to put him in. He never started a game. Again, taking somebody in the first round, you're hoping they start a game.
Yeah.
He lasted with the Cowboys 2 years, and this was the beginning of the end for the Cowboys' Tom, Tex, Gil, Triumvirate as draft geniuses. This is where it all started to go haywire for them.
Yeah, but I remember at the time, as a subscriber to the Dallas Cowboys Weekly, you read about Rod Hill just thinking he was going to be the, you know, the next Jethro Pugh or mm-hmm. somebody that they just found that no one else knew about.
Right.
But yeah, it really did start signaling the end.
Couple of honorable mentions that I really thought about putting in the bottom five, but I just didn't have room. A couple of other Mavericks picks, Doug Smith, Randy White.
Mm. Mm.
Very high picks. Doug Smith was top 10, I believe. Randy White was somewhere 12th in the first round. They thought he was the next Karl Malone because he went to the same school. But he wasn't. And the Rangers in 1989, fifth overall, took Donald Harris.
Oh, yeah. He was a big deal back then.
Big deal back then, but did
two
nothing.
Sports star, yeah.
Yeah, from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Did absolutely nothing for them. They could have taken Frank Thomas.
Oh,
and I know draft history for every team is littered with they could have taken fill in the blank, but we've had some that really hurt here locally.
Yeah.
All right, now to my top five. In other words, these would be the five best picks.
So these are good.
In my opinion, in Metroplex draft history from our big four, Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, Stars. Now, this was tough to put together because, as you know, I tried to lean towards steals. But there were one or two exceptions. For example, I thought about putting Luka in the top five, but he was the third overall pick. So you figured he was going to be pretty good. Now, even the Mavericks didn't think he was going to be this good. They've said as much. None of us thought he was going to be this good. But he's still so early in his career that I didn't put him in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with something like Troy Aikman, number one overall. We all knew he was going to be good, so that's not really a steal. Or Mike Modano, as I mentioned, number one overall, went on to be the face of the franchise. But number one overall. So these are my top five, with leaning towards steals as the tiebreaker. Number five, Jamie Benn, 2007 Dallas Stars. Fifth round pick.
Wow.
129th overall, and he is now in the top four in franchise history in games played, points, goals, assists, and just about every other category, man, except saves. But I think if you slide the captain between the pipes, he'd probably be in the top five in saves.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, that's great value there.
When you pick 129 overall, you are not thinking you're getting your future captain, a future all-star. You just don't expect to get that much in the fifth round.
Yeah, that's great.
Number four, Rayfield Wright, 1967 Dallas Cowboys. Very, very rare to find a Pro Football Hall of Famer in the seventh round or after. There are a few of them, but they're very rare. Wright, 1967, was the 182nd pick overall. He turned into a Hall of Famer, six-time All-Pro, two-time Super Bowl winner, all-decade team for the 70s. That was a steal.
One of the greatest linemen of his time. That's when the Cowboy computer was really on his game.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Number three, my five best Metroplex draft picks of all time. Kenny Rogers, 1982 Texas Rangers. 39th round.
Wow.
As a shortstop.
Yeah, I thought it was a different position.
They converted him to a pitcher, and he ended up winning 200 big league games. He won 133 for the Rangers. That's second most in club history. It's the most ever by a player drafted by the Rangers. He also pitched 1,900 innings for the Rangers, second most in Rangers history. You do not think you're getting that in the 39th round.
No. God, that's incredible.
Greatest draft pick in Rangers history.
I forgot he was way back, way down there like that.
Number two, my top five draft picks of all time. And this may be a little obvious, but because he was a top 10 pick, but still, I think Dirk Nowitzki, 1998 Mavericks, ninth overall. Nobody expected that when the Mavericks made that draft pick that night. You hoped for a good player, but we were all skeptical because big white guy from Europe, Don Nelson, what's going on here?
Yeah.
The eight drafted ahead of him, Michael Olowokandi, Mike Bibby, Rafe LaFrance, Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter, good pick, Robert Traylor, Jason Williams, Larry Hughes, none of them as good as Dirk.
No.
Then he turns into one of the greatest faces of a franchise in modern sports history, a top 10 NBA scorer, NBA champion, and the only player to play for an NBA franchise for 21 seasons. I don't think anybody expected that with the ninth overall pick.
What a pick, and it was, as you mentioned, it was not a popular pick here in Dallas.
No.
Everyone thought, great, more Maverick fail here.
And number one on my list of the top five draft picks in Dallas-Fort Worth sports history, I take you back to 1964, when in the 10th round of the NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys took Roger Staubach.
So great.
10th round pick, not because the scouts were down on him, but because he couldn't play until 1969 after he had fulfilled his U.S. Navy obligations.
Yeah.
So teams just didn't want to wait. But the Cowboys said, we'll spend a 10th on him and we'll wait. And wasn't that wait worth it? He turns into a 10th round pick, turns into the single greatest sports figure in the history of our town.
Had to go serve our country first, mm-hmm. Captain America. Yeah, God, that was brilliant.
Honorable mention, and I think when it's all said and done, this guy could be in the top five. I came very close to putting Dak up there because he's a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
And has turned into this great face of the franchise. But his career is still going on, and I think it's just a little too early. And another honorable mention, if the Mavericks had done this, definitely would have been an honorable mention and maybe number one of all time. If circa 2000, the Mavericks had done what we wanted them to do and drafted Bigfoot, and one day on the show, we talked about how great that would have been.
I think there may be something to the Bigfoot thing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, how big is he? Is he like 9 foot tall? Is that how much they speculate that he is?
Yeah, they make up that he's probably about 9 feet tall.
Yeah, 7 to 9 feet tall.
Somewhere in the Sean Bradley range.
I was filled out. If they did find him, Nelly would
draft him.
Cuban would, I guarantee.
Right.
You had him posting up people and holding his hand up. What if he was great?
Yeah.
Of course, he doesn't run the court. He just walks back.
Right.
Like he does back. Patterson down. Basically like Chief Bromden when he was playing basketball.
Your hands up, Chief. Hold them up there.
But he takes such big steps, he can make it down the court in about 3 steps.
Right.
He is the only guy that physically could match up with Shaq.
Yeah.
He's the only guy big enough to stop Shaq, so that's why NBA teams are trying to find him.
Look at that. Well, Shaq's going to take a Sasquatch
tonight. He becomes a real celebrity, and they're spotting him out at the Viper Room in L.A. with girls.
He and the Dallas Mavericks are what, 30 straight.
Basket by Sasquatch.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bigfoot. That's what it would say on the back of his Mavericks jersey, just Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, number one.
Yeah.
And whenever they would go play Portland or Seattle in the Pacific Northwest, he'd have a lot of ticket requests.
Yeah.
Joke about this, but somewhere right now, the Nellies are sitting around listening going, I'll be damned if that might not work.
I bet you he's been on their board for the past 3 years, but he doesn't surface in time.
Well, we're going to draft him if he comes out.
And you know what? They wanted to draft him last year, but instead they took the joke player Wang Zhuzhu.
Right.
They wanted to waste that second round pick on some big joke.
You know, we could probably convince Cuban to do that next year. And take him late second round.
Imagine how much news that would make. Drafting Bigfoot. If he's ever found, he's required to play for the Mavericks.
And they go to the TNT guys. Ernie Johnson, and the only film they have of him is that Patterson film.
Scouting film.
There you get a look at Bigfoot.
Well, no, Peter Vesey, look at that.
Reported to be 7'10", 402 pounds.
What do you want to bet that John Thompson or Rick Majerus would talk about his great skills and how he's going to be up and coming players?
He's got a great upside.
Yeah, he's real raw right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Is there any doubt that had they taken Bigfoot, that would have been the only thing that could supplant Roger at the top of my top five?
He would have been number one, just like the number on his jersey.
Well, what is everybody thinking about tonight's Cowboys draft and that 10th pick overall? Why don't we work in some phone calls? Who knows who we'll talk to next?